Parshas Vayikra begins with Vayikra Moish Vayidav Hashem Elom Eil Meir Leimor. And Rashi says, Vayikra Moish Kol Hoylich Magi Elo Aznov V'chol Yisrael Leishemim Yochal Af Lav Sokas Eis Akriyo Tamo Le Vayidavar Zedibor Eis Akriyo V'leil Af Sokas U'mahoy Yuh Af Sokas Mesham Shois Likten Revach Lamoish Lizbein Meparsh Laparsho Bein Inin Leinin Kavachim Lehedit Lamin Mehedit. This is the Parsha Bin Azmanim Revach Lizbein Meparsh Laparsho. It's better it's mutl on a person to be misbeinin, being parsha parsha, to be misakim. Agav lachar, the Rishiva spoke about this morning, and when he spoke by the Siyum, about being misakim, which is something which is imperative, I think, and it's in general for a person's learning. 5 minutes that he's misakim at the end of the day is worth probably as much as 2 or 3 chazaras. Because 2 or 3 chazaras, you have to get back into it, and you have to remember what it is. When you're just learning it, if you misaken it, and you can be nail it down in a few minutes, has a tremendous tayalis, and a person can be kind of like that, because once you got the ikri hadinim, which is what we're looking for, like the Derech Hashem says, the Ramchal says, he says that the amount of pratim that there are in anything, really, especially the halachas that we've just been doing, there's thousands and thousands of pratim, you got to get the klalim. Once you get the klalim, then you work with everything. Kosher. If you know that there's Kesher Shakayama and Ma'aseh Uman, so you know the basic halachas of the siman. Now you want to know all the pratim of exactly what's considered a kesher and what's not, and how, when is a mutter, when is it also. You have the basic klalim. Once you have the klalim, then all the pratim will fit into it. That's the Sidurim Misakim. What are the klalim? What are the klalim? That's the Indian of being Mizbainim in Parashah LaParashah, is to see what we have before going weiter. Somebody asked me, we mentioned last week about doing a Cheshbon HaNefesh for the Zman, 6 months after Rosh Hashanah. It's a good time. It's a good time. Or my keeping up with what I want to keep up with. Somebody asked me what should be this yesterday. What should Cheshbon HaNefesh be? What should Cheshbon HaNefesh be from Winter Zman? So I said there's certain questions that a person has to ask themselves and answer, not just ask. And those are, and I think these are basic questions that everybody should be asking themselves. Am I happy with the amount of learning that I did and the oifen of the learning that I did during the past 5 months since over winter's month, 6 months since Rosh Hashanah? Am I happy? If I'm not happy, so then what can I do to change it? That's the following question. The same thing a person should ask with regard to tefillah. And if I'm not happy, is there anything that I could do to change it? Is there anything I could do to change it? And then there's even when I learned, the question is, how much did I retain? Even that which I learned. I came every day. I came to Seder. I didn't miss the day. I was there from the beginning till the end. I didn't even shmooze. I learned the entire time. But what was I kena? What did I come out with at the end of the day? It's always the question at the end of this month. Okay, so now I just spent Yivamis learning 13 blot of Yivamis during winter's month. What do I have? I have a Kivyegis Kashan Sarasara, and they even have a Teretz from Reb Asher. And what else do I have? What else do I have? What was I kena? And if I wasn't kaina, so then what's the reason I wasn't kaina? And what could I do to change that? What could I do to change it? There's always the two questions. First of all, what was, and if something wasn't up to par, so what could I do to change it? Now, to change everything, that's always very difficult. But at least, where's the mokum torfo? Where's the place which is problematic that's not allowing me? Is it because I didn't chazer? Is it because I didn't write anything down? Is it because I wasn't misakim? Is it because I didn't take b'chinas? What's the reason? And to work weiter. And I think there's also a cheshbon nefesh of not kashur to Torah v'tefila. It's kashur to bein adam lachaveri, and specifically bein adam lebeitai, his in his household. Is he happy with his relationship with his spouse and children mechulu over the past 5 months? That's something that a person should take stock of, and doesn't have to wait for Rosh Hashanah for that. And if there's not, so is there something that I could do to change it? Is there something that I could do to change it? Somebody I could speak to that may be able to help me change it? Hulu. That's the Revach Lizbainin Bein Parsha LaParsha. And it's also the Hagdama to Bein Azmanim. Now we have a different Parsha. We have a Parsha of Azmanim. We have a Parsha of Bein Azmanim. So how's my Bein Azmanim going to look? What's my Bein Azmanim going to be like? What am I... And you're right, I'm not going to be learning the same amount of time. I'm not going to be learning the same... Oifin mechulu, but not to give up on everything. Not to some people, if it's all or nothing. I saw a nice part from Rabbi Yaakov Linsky. Since Vayikra El Moshe, the aleph is small in Vayikra. So Rashi says, why is the aleph small? Because he Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, this is here. Chazal say the reason why the aleph was small is because he wanted to have the lashon. That's what Rashi says. Rashi, the first Rashi says that v'yikra is a lashon of chibo. Lashon shemalachay sharis mishtamshim bo. He should never call himself zevi omar. Avle neviyum is oilim nigla aleim b'lashon arai v'tumu b'lashon shenemar v'yoker elikim al bilim. There's v'yikra and v'yoker. V'yoker is lashon of mikro. Mikro is happens. V'yikra is lashon of chibo. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, he didn't want that there should be kilu write about him in the Torah, that because Baruch Hu called him in Lashon Achivo, so he wanted that he should write Vayokar also. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't masking. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, at least write the Aleph smaller. If I'm not going to get everything that I want, at least I'll get part of it. So Rabbi Lisky told a story. He says that the Chavetz Chaim once, somebody came to Chavetz Chaim, he says he's an affluent businessman, and he's looking for a Bacher who could be a Chosan for his daughter. Somebody can marry his daughter, and he's willing to pay for their expenses for 5 years. Kitzur, the Chavetz Chaim pointed out one of the masmidim, one of the yeshiva, and sure enough, they got married, and he moved to where Shreyer was going to take his Shreyer's town. That's where he was going to take care of him, and the Chavetz Chaim didn't see him for 10 years. 10 years later, he happened to be in the town, and sure enough, he bumps into this former Talmud. The Talmud says, there's a yeshiva here for the purpose of collecting money. So the yeshiva said, yeah. So he says, oh, I'm going to come over I'll come with my checkbook, I'll give a nice donation. Sure enough, he came over, and he gave her a nice donation. The Chavetz Chaim said, what's been going on in the last 10 years? So he said, sure enough, 5 years. I sat and I learned, it was all of it is solid. So after that, my shvar already showed me around the business a little bit. And I figured that, you know, I'll take off an hour for my learning, and I'll involve myself a little bit. So an hour turned into a few more than that, and now the learning fell by the wayside. So the Chavetz Chaim said to him, he says, "V'lo yeh koyenes ki pundu koyis." He says, what do you mean? He says, "L'chol apaches, the chashav woman should be at least like the maidzer, like the pundu koyis." So he said, "L'chatchila, you felt that at least you're going to give an hour, you'll take off an hour from your learning to put in the business. So you're willing to donate the hour to the business." He says, "At least now that everything is in the business, at least give the hour they're going to give to the learning, at least the chol apaches." So he says, "That which I don't learn, l'chora," he says, "I'm not at fault. That which I went into business, seder, and then I was mitkalesh from an hour or two. But now that I don't learn," he says, "that's not my fault. That's the yeshiva's fault." So he said, "That's yeshiva's fault? Why is it yeshiva's fault?" He says, I learned with, who's the yeshiva? Rabbi Naftali Trop. He says, "You don't know, remember Rabbi Naftali Trop?" He says, Rabbi Naftali Trop used to be, his oimek ha'in was so tremendous that he would walk, and it happened once that he was walking while he was being ma'ayin in something, and he walked right outside the city limits, through the fields, into like a mud pond. And he started sinking in. And he didn't even realize that he was sinking inside. Because he was so involved in the svara that, and his shiurim were to say a svara, to give over mahalech, to fashtein the rishayim. He says, "I go to a shiur here for an hour. You want me to learn for an hour? I go to the shiur of the Rav. The Rav, he knocks down an omid in a half an hour." He says, he's missing all the horrors from the shadows of his bakashis from the in the sugyo. He doesn't speak about the shiur of the rishayim. He doesn't. That's learning. So the Chavetz Chaim told him, he says, he says that there was a story of a person that he used to go once a week, he used to go to the shower, and he used to go to the sin, the shvitz, and his whole body would shvitz. Gets at a certain point, he realized that he was getting very weak from it. He went to the doctor, and the doctor told him that he has a heart condition, and he has to be careful what he eats, and careful this. This guy says, "Okay, but with the shvitz, I can still go to the shvitz." He says, "You go to the shvitz, that's it. You're basically killing yourself. It's suicide." He says, "It's too hot for you, or your body's not going to control you." Behind him, gets at a certain point, 1 week passes by, 2 weeks passes by, 3 weeks, he can't out the chayin. He goes into the shvitz, and sure enough, he starts getting to his head, and he says, he was right. Kinnear, the doctor, was right. He rips himself out of there, and he's going into the, he's by like the mikvah, by the, in the bathhouse, and he's looking for the mikvah. He's looking for the mikvah. He says, "I have to jump into the cold mikvah. At least I'll cool myself down." They told him today they emptied out the mikvah. They emptied out the mikvah. Kitzer, they he sure enough, he chalashes, and he considerably starts screaming, cold water, someone takes a bucket of cold water and dumps it on top of him, and he wakes up, and he sees what's happening, he says, no, I need the mikvah, Dafka, I need the mikvah, we don't have the mikvah is not, empty today. So he says, I need to revive myself, and he says, we don't have a mikvah, at least the bucket of cold water, then at least that will bring you back to life, the whole pachas. You're right. You don't have the mikvah. The mikvah is not full. You don't have it all. You're not gonna. It says, "Kiim chayin like said with the dogim in the mayim. We need the mayim. Mayim is life. There is life. So to just knock it all out because you don't have everything, that's certainly not the way. It's not the way. And if you can't get everything that you want, at least get what you could. If you can't get the vayikar, at least get the vayikar with the smaller aleph. And that's bein hazmanim. That's when people go back and they leave learning. That's when a lot of things, a lot of people, yeah, they're not learning like they learned in yeshiva. They're not stuff hearing me and how much do I remember? Bechulu. It's bein hazmanim. How much time do I have? How much? I saw a sign up today. Lo pachot mimea. In Israel, they sing them. As you know, lo pachot me'alef. They come into the house. They lo pachot me'alef. They want $1,000, 1,000 shekel, or whatever it is, depending on kolach and kimashu. Lo pachot mimea. At least 100 hours during bein hazmanim. 100 hours during Ben Hazmanim. I'm like, if I get 100 hours during the Zman, what's 100 hours during Ben Hazmanim? Right? Every person at least he has some sort of mahalich of how he wants to go into Ben Hazmanim, of what he wants to get out of Ben Hazmanim, what he wants to. That should be also bechlal in preparing himself for Pesach. How is he going to prepare himself for Pesach? The best way is to be Oisik in the Inyanim. That's the best way. The best way is to be Oisik in the Inyanim. That's Sai. A person wants to work on Tefillah. The best way is to be Oisik in Tefillah. Even to just learn Sharma Tefillah, something in the Inyanim Tefillah. It's Mechazik a person. It's a Milsin Deramila the Inish. It's Mechazik a person. And Mimela, a person going into Bein Hazman, if he goes in with a plan, you take the Revach, Mizbainin, Bin Parsha La Parsha. You take a minute to be Mizbainin, where I'm coming from, where I'm going, what I want to accomplish. Then you can definitely get so much more out of it than just floating and not having anything. And especially during Bein Hazmanim is the man which is needs extra shmirah. Unfortunately, there's not as much learning going on. And I don't know if it's true. I've said the story in the past. It's a great story. If it is true, certainly the site is true, whether or not it's true or not true. Supposedly came to the Baba Salim when they wanted to bomb the Iraqi nuclear reactor. And they went to the Baba Salim to get a bracha beforehand. The Baba Salim asked them, when are you going? They said, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, our flight is called for. That's when we're supposed to be flying out there. He says, go at 4. Don't go at 2. So they asked him afterwards, why? Why enough? What's the difference if it's 2 or 4? He says, 2 is the beginning of Ben Hazdarim, and 4 o'clock is when people come back for a second Seder. So you have the Shmirah. It's certainly a person that sees the Shmirah. If a person appreciates it, first of all, a person appreciates it. What his Torah could do, it's a Shmirah. Every word is a Shmirah. There's nothing which is not Chashiv. Every minute, every Mishnah, every Amud in Mishnah Berurah, every line, every Halacha, not to be Mezalzel in anything. It's all Chashiv. You're right, it's not like during the Zman. And you're right, it's not in it as much. It's Bekamis, Be'echus. There's nothing which is not Chashiv. There's nothing which is not going to give you Netzach, Nitzachim. And if a person prepares himself, then he can get even twice as much, or even maybe 10 times as much out of the Bein Hazmanim than if he doesn't prepare himself beforehand.